cup of water?
Ooh, I actually had
I'll
one.
I'll get you a cup of water.
All right, thanks. I don't know where I put it.
You want tea or coffee?
No, just water is good. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. We've been discussing the relationship between the Siyas Kapayim and Tefillah. Back when we started with the Kavana that's necessary for the Siyas Kapayim, a twofold Kavana. Kavana on behalf of the Kohanim, they have to have Kavana, and Kavana of the Kahal that's receiving the Bracha from the Kohanim. We spoke about the fact that the bracha of the Kohanim is part of Sim Shalom. We saw in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara has it as the name of the last bracha is called Birchas Kohanim. It's not called Sim Shalom. We spoke about the fact that the halacha requires that not only the Kohanim be Mevarchim, but the Am be Mizbarchim. And that bracha is an integral part of the tefillah, to the extent to which the Shliach Tzibur, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you remember, would agree that the Shliach Tzibur reads the Birchas Kohanim word for word. Today I want to try to see if we can take this even perhaps one step further in terms of Ne'ilah on Yom HaKippur. The Mishnah, at the beginning of the fourth parak of Tainis, establishes Bishlosha Prokim Bishana Kohanim Nosim Eskapenim Arba Komim Biyom.
So that's Mishnah's, on Yom Kippur.
You just have Yom Kippur.
I don't have the gift. Oh. I'm just asking.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. What were you asking?
This is on Yom Kippur you're talking about.
Well, right now I would assume that Shlosha Prokim B'Yom, Shlosha Krama B'Shana includes Yom Kippur, but it doesn't exhaust itself in Yom Kippur. Right, because it says three times during the course of the year. So one of those three is definitely going to be Yom HaKippurim. What's interesting is the Mishnah has the three as Mamados, Tainios, Mamados, and Yom HaKippurim. And this is the famous Mishnah of Mamados. They were Mamados on a daily basis at the time of the Havas Korban Tomid, the Korban HaTzibur, and the Anshei Mamid would actually fast on their day when they were designated to be there on the Maimon. And then we have other fast days during the year. There were fast days that were decreed for the lack of rain. And that's really Masechta Tainis. That's what it's all about. And on these days, there were four tefillos. Certainly on Yom Kippur, there were four tefillos, because it was an extra tefillah of Musaf. And this mission seems to indicate that even on Tainios, there was an extra tefillah of Musaf. We'll see about that in Mirat Shem, if not today, another time. And in these four tefillos, there each one had its own Messias Kapayim. So it turns out that three times during the year, it doesn't mean 3 days during the year, because again, Tainios is more than one day, Mamados is every day, but on these occasions, I guess you would say, there were four Messias Kapayim daily. So let's take, for example, the case of a Tainis, or the case of Yom HaKippurim. Those are easy cases. And there was a Nesias Kapayim in Shachris. We'll leave out Musaf for just 1 second, come back to Musaf. And then we have Mincha. Normally, on a regular day, we don't have Nesias Kapayim on Mincha. But on a Tainis, there was Nesias Kapayim on Mincha. Some say because there was no Chashash of Shikrus. And now the Mishnah adds that in addition to Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha, there's Nesias Kapayim in Ne'ilah. And that's an interesting issue, because we don't have Nesias Kapayim in Arvis, you'll notice that that wasn't an issue. And the Yerushalmi is going to make a big deal about this. The Yerushalmi says on this mission of Shlosha Prakim, at Shabbat Minei Tlas, you can derive three conclusions from this Mishnah. Number one, that is Tainis on Mamados. Right? Number two, you have Mispalin Arba. That means you should have four tefillos. You're adding now a tefillos Musaf. And number three, the magic, the ceiling, the greatest number of Nesias Kapayim that you can have in any one day is the number of four. You can't add a fifth. And why can you not add a fifth? That's the third Shema Minah, because Ein Nesias Kapayim Balayla El Biyom. So I'm just going to read to you the super commentary on Yerushalmi is the Karban Ha'eda. He says, well, we'll start with the Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe says, Ein Nesias Kapayim Balayla Ki Ketani Arba Pa'amin Biyom. And he seems to put the emphasis on Yom, that it says in the Mishnah Yom, to the exclusion of Ma'ariv, which is a Tefillas Laila, and there's no Nesias Kapayim Balayla. Then we look in the Karban Eda. He says, "Begimel prokim shehem tanios ma'amodos yom kippurim is kainim nosim es kapeim bechol tefila dahainu." Meaning, the simple number would be three. That's for sure. Shachas, mincha, and ne'ilah. That he says is for sure. And yom yesh yom echad b'yela prokim. One of the three prokim is Nosim Kapayim Dalet Pamim Bayom. In addition to Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha, there's a fourth Nesias Kapayim. In addition to Shachris, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, there's a fourth Nesias Kapayim. V'hu Yom HaKippurim Sheyesh Bo Tfilas Musaf. But then, after his commentary on the Mishnah, he writes, "V'mamados anshi ma'amadoim misanim dalad yomim b'shavua." Then in his commentary on the Mishnah, he writes, which is a little bit of a change of what he wrote his commentary on the Gemara, a little bit of a change, a backtrack of what he wrote in the Mishnah. He says, "Shma minami nasnis in tlas shemisanim b'mamados," that the anshi ma'amad would fast, midikomer, from the fact that it says nosim Kapayim Gam B'mincha. On these three occasions, they would have the Nesias Kapayim even in Mincha. Shema Minot must be Shemis Anin Bohem. Then on each one of these three days is a Tainus. So, Bishlei, we understand Tainios, Nicha. Anshei Mamad, we don't understand. A Yom Kippur, Nicha. But what about Anshei Mamad? And he says, Shema Minot, Shemis Anin Bohem. If there's Nesias Kapayim at Mincha on Mamados, then it must be that Anshei Mamad would fast. Otherwise, there's no Nesias Kapayim in Mincha. Then he writes, Mispalin Dalid. Right? It says, Yeshma Mino, Shemisanim Mamados, Vishemispalin Arba, that there are four Tfilos, because it says there are four Nesias Kapayim, and Yerushalmi, as we'll soon see, says that there's no Nesias Kapayim without Tfilo. So if there are four Nesias Kapayim on a day, in these three occasions, it's got to be that there are four tefillos. And again, you can't add Ma'ariv, because as we're going to see in the next Shema, there's no Nesias Kapayim B'Laila. So it must be, if there are four Nesias Kapayim, there are four tefillos. And what are those four tefillos? Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Une'ila. The Sover, the Gemara now, and Yerushalmi is of the opinion, Demas Nisan, when the Mishnah says four times a day, Bechol HaPirkin Airi, on all three Prokim, which includes even Tainios, means that what? That Yeshbehem Dalid Pa'amim Nesias Kapayim V'gam B'Tainios Ma'amados Yeshbehem Musaf. So again, in the Mishnah, he said that, as we are familiar with it, one of these three Prokim has Tefillas Musaf, that's Yom Kippur. But the Gemara goes a step further and assumes that even on a Tainus, and Mamados insofar as that's a Tainus, also has a tefilas musaf, so that means that there were four tefilos, not only on Yom Kippur, no, it's the extra tefilas musaf on Yom Kippur, but also on Tainios and Mamot.
If they had Mamotis, they would have every day. Because it was so much.
Right. It was only for the Anshei Maimon. They had their own tefillah, and in their tefillah, and they were fasting, and they had a tefillah smuchos in the Mikdash.
It wasn't connected to Korban?
Well, that we're going to see here in the Sugya Tainis, but that's not really our issue today. Ain Nesias Kapayim Belaila, that's the third Shmami Noah. Deim Kain, if it was Nesias Kapayim Belaila, Havilei Lebisli Hei Pa'amim Bayom, Arvis Shakris Musa Mincha Ne'ilah, Arvis is left out, why? Because Ain Nesias Kapayim Belaila. That's the Yushalmi that you have here, in the second source on your page. Now the third Yerushalmi that I wanted to point out here at the beginning of the fourth track of Tainis is on the next daf. Somebody told me that Art Scroll is published on the Yerushalmi. Is that true? That there's a Schottenstein on?
Yes.
Okay. That's an impressive feat. Just to clarify the gear, so is it? Amosai, you may have Ada Amosai. Right?
Right.
Okay, the correct verse is Amosai. Leave out the word Ad. That's what all the Mepharshim point out. Amosai hu ne'ila. Now, this issue about when exactly Tfilas Ne'ila is, which as we'll soon see is Machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan, is directly connected to our Mishnah and to the issue of Nesias Kapayim, because again, we've just established that there's no Nesias Kapayim Balaila, so that if Ne'ila is related to Lila, we're going to soon see one opinion, then we have a problem, because how do you understand the Mishnah that establishes Nesias Kapayim in Ne'ila? There's no Nesias Kapayim in Ma'ariv, in Arvis, then there should be no Nesias Kapayim in Ne'ila. That's going to be the connection between this Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan and our Mishnah in the Shmami Yotflas. So it's Palgun Rav Rav Yochanan. Rav Omar bin Ilas Shari Shomayim. So you look at the Pnei Moshe, he says, Ne'ilas Shari Shomayim Hu Balaila, B'tchilas HaLaila. That's what it says here in the Pnei Moshe. In the Korban Eidah, he says, Ne'ilas Shari Shomayim Hainu Im Chashecha. So we're talking after the sun sets with the beginning of nightfall. That's according to whom? Who sheet is that Ne'ilah is at night? Is Rav. And Rav Yochanan Omar bin Ilas Shari Hechel. And the Pnei Moshe says, Shari Hechel hu bayom. Samach l'chashek. So it's at the end of the day, but it's still bayom. Whereas the Pnei Moshe says, going to Rav, Ne'ilas Shari Shamayim, that's balayla v'tchilas halayla. So we have tchilas halayla going to Rav, and we have yom, samach, Lechasheka, meaning Samach L'Sofa Laila. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan. In the Korban Eidah, he elaborates a little bit more on Rabbi Yochanan. He assumes it's already Plaga Mincha, after the time of the Hadlokas Neros, right? There was Hadlokas Neros going into the night. There was Hatovas Neros in the morning. Some hold that there was another Hadlokas Neros in the morning. But whatever it is, the end of the entire day in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the clincher, is Hadlokas HaNeros. That was done in the Heichal. At that point, Shari Heichal, when they locked up the Heichal, which means they terminated the Hadlokas HaNeros, which is the clincher, the end of the day in the Mikdash, at that moment, that was the right moment for what? For Ne'ilah 22 of Yochanan, that's called Ne'ilas Shari Heichal. And that's still when it's light. Omar Rav Yudin, give me just a few minutes to get into it. Omar Rav Yudin, Masnisa, Messiah, Rav Yochanan. Our Mishnah here at the beginning of the fourth parak of Tainis is a Raya to Rav Yochanan. How so? Bishlosha Prokim Hakonim nosim eskapem dalid pa'amim. And what's the next word in the Mishnah? Bayom, which means that it's got to be bayom. And what's on the list? How do we calculate four times during the day? How do we get to see us Kapayim times four during the day? Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and B'nai Ilas, Shiarim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Right? B'nai Ilas, Shiarim. As I state in the Mishnah. I mean, Ilas, Shiarim means by Yom. The Karban Eidah says, oh, and the next line in the Yerushalmi is Islan Meimar Ne'ilas Shari Shamayim Bayom, meaning, is it possible to say that when the Mishnah says Ne'ilas Shari Shamayim, right, that's the language of the Mishnah, correct? Ne'ilas Sha'arim, okay, we don't know which Shar it is, but according to Rav, it has to be Ne'ilas Shari
Heiko.
Shomayim, right? Going to Rav, right? Because Rav holds it's not Shari Heichel, but it's the beginning of the Lila. How could you say such a thing? Islam Lameimar, could you possibly suggest that when it says Ne'ilas Shiorim in the Mishnah, it means Ne'ilas Shari Shomayim, according to you, Rav? Bayom? How could it be? It's got to be the Mishnah says Bayom. And it says Ne'ilas Shiorim, and you're telling me, Rav, it means Ne'ilas Shari Shomayim, which is Balayla. I'll read to you the Korban Eidah. He says, Islachol Meimar Ne'ilas Shari Shomayim Bayom Bitmiya. Like you read it like this: Islachol Meimar Ne'ilas Shari Shomayim ? Bayom ? How can it be Bayom? It can't be Bayom because you're telling me it's Shari Shomayim. And if it's Shari Shomayim according to you, Rav, then Shari Shomayim is Balayla. Elavadai Balayla, you must admit that you're going to have to change the Mishnah here. If you hold that Ne'ilas Shari Shamayim means Laila, and you're going to have to say it means Balayla, but the Mishnah says Bayom. Vamrinan Li'el Bereish Pirkin, he goes back to the Gemara that we started with, the Ein Nesias Kapayim Balayla. So how can you tell me it means Shari Shamayim, and then there was a Nesias Kapayim in Ne'ilah? There can't be Nesias Kapayim in Ne'ilah, because Ne'ilah is Balayla, and Nesias Kapayim has to be Bayom. The Od, and furthermore, Bayom Tanan. The Mishnah itself is outspoken, that's Bayom. Therefore it must be that when it says in the Mishnah, B'ne'ilas Shiorim, it must be Shari Heichal, and that's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Good. So on both sides, it seems from the Gemara that, and we'll see this in Shulchan Aruch, that Ne'ilah on Yom HaKippurim has to take place by Yom. And if it wasn't that Ne'ilah, if it weren't that Ne'ilah were by Yom, there would be no possibility of what? Of Dochnin of the Sias Kapayim. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, he writes Nosim Kapayim B'Ne'ilah, that's in Sif Hey. This is after he's established in Sif Beis that the Zman of Tfilas Ne'ilah is Samuch L'Shkia Sachama, but not at Shkia Sachama, it means before Shkia Sachama. So that now that we've established that Tfilas Ne'ilah is B'Ne'ilas HaHechol, which means the Tfilas Yom and not Tfilas Laila, and if we start Mibod Yom, now we're going to have to assume that we can justify the fourth Nesias Kapayim of the day, namely the Nesias Kapayim of Ne'ilah, because Ein Nosim Kapayim Ella Bayom. So that's fine. The Shulchan Aruch himself, I think, is Vundabar. Everything fits into place. It's all very consistent. But the Magen Avraham writes, V'afilu Icher Ad HaLaila. Okay, he should have done it by Yom, but, you know, whatever, the Chazan was Marif, the Slichus and the Piyutim, or whatever, he was singing too long, and it turns out to be Laila. Says the Magen Avraham, Afilu Icher HaLaila, Nosim Kapayim. We could still have the Nesias Kapayim Balayla. And he quotes this in the name of the Ma'aril. So I don't understand exactly this minug of the Nesias Kapayim Balayla of the Ma'aril, which the Magen Avraham codifies here in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch. The Yerushalmi proved that Rabbi Yochanan is right, that Ne'ilah is got to be earlier at the time of Ne'ilas Shari Heichal. It has to be that way, because otherwise how could there be Nesias Kapayim in Ne'ilah? Now, the logic of the Yerushalmi is that the only way of justifying the Mishnah that there's Nesias Kapayim in Ne'ilah is by assuming that Ne'ilah is by day, and that reflects the sheet of whom? Of Rabbi Yochanan. But if on the other hand, Ne'ilas Shar means that Ne'ilah is recited after Ne'ilas Shari Shamayim, which means Balayla, then there would be no possibility of Nesias Kapayim. In other words, the very premise of our Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi is very outspoken about this, is that Laila is antithetical to Nesias Kapayim. I would say it like this: Laila loves Van Nesias Kapayim Hu. Like we have in tzitzis. You know, the question is whether or not, you know, if somebody puts on a talis, this is a shaila that comes up often at a chuppah. You know, some have the minig, I don't know how many people have the minig that the chassan puts on a talis at the chuppah. Anybody have that? He makes shepiyonu on the talis, a new talis. Mm-hmm. Harvey, you've seen it? Because they want to get out of the suffix about whether or not you make a shekiyano on the wedding, on the mitzvah of nisuin, which hopefully happens once in a lifetime, so you shouldn't make a shekiyano. But there's an issue about that, because maybe nisuin is only a kinyan, it's not a regular mitzvah. So what they do is they put on a talis.
Or a kittel.
Well, a kittel, I don't know. I never heard a shekiyano and a kittel. It could be there is such a thing. I don't know. It is a new beged. I would be hesitant to make shekiyano on a kittel. Nowadays, you can buy a kittel for peanuts. You know, I think you can. They sell it for like 75 shekels. You know, the cheapest talis you get in Ota Yisrael is like 200 shekel, but it goes up to 1,000 shekel. So if the chassid kala are not that wealthy, I tell them to buy just a basic talis if they have that minute. And the chassid will recite shekiyano on the talis, and he will have in mind. He will have in mind what? The mitzvah of Nisuin. It's sort of like on Leil Rosh Hashanah, you know, when you have a new fruit, then you have in mind also the moed of the second day of the Yom HaRichta of Rosh Hashanah. You know what I mean? We try to always balance this. So the issue is, how many brachas should the chassid make if he's putting on his talis and the chuppah takes place after nightfall? Because we paskin tzitzis is Laila Lavzman tzitzis. So we tell him not to make a bracha on the tzitzis. He should make only one bracha of Shechiyon. I mean, that's a diyun in the poskim, but let's assume. Thank you very much, Avi. Okay. So here also, the Yerushalmi establishes, let's go over the Yerushalmi once more. The Yerushalmi says, Ein Nesias Kapayim Balayla Ela B'Yom. That the mitzvah and the kiyum of Nesias Kapayim is B'Yom, and not B'Layla. Very interesting. If there was such a thing as an issue of mitzvah seishes van groma, with regard to Nesias Kapayim, I would say that Nesias Kapayim is a mitzvah seishes van groma. Like we paskin that tzitzis, a woman is exempt from tzitzis because Laila loves man tzitzis. And here it says beferish that Nesias Kapayim is bayom velo balayla. So if Nesias Kapayim is bayom velo balayla, how can you have Nesias Kapayim in the Ilah according to the Ma'aril in Ichru v'hu Laila? Afilu Ichar Laila nosim Kapayim. So Rabosai, even before we move from the spot, we have to derive what I call a mathematical conclusion from the Ma'aril. And what is that? That there is Nesias Kapayim B'Layla. Are you with me on that? I mean, again, you have no choice. It must be, if the Ma'aril is saying that you can do Nesias Kapayim B'Layla, that you can have Nesias Kapayim B'Layla. But then what do we do with the Yerushalmi that says, Ein Nesias Kapayim B'Layla? In other words, how can the Maral on the one end, the Maril say on the one end that you can have Nesias Kapayim Balayla? And on the other end, the Yerushalmi, he has to be reconciled, the Yerushalmi says it ain't Nesias Kapayim Balayla. So in order to try to answer this question, I want to use tzitzis as my model. Well, I was deliberate about giving you the example of tzitzis. What does it mean, Lila loves mansitzis? Again, this is off the daf, but just to lesaber to ozen, I want to give a parallel here. There's a machlokas rishonim between the Rosh and the Ri about the question of tzitzis balayim. Is there a kiyum of tzitzis balayim? According to one school of rishonim, there's no tzitzis balayim. Take off your tzitzis when with sunset. According to the other shita in the rishonim, no, there is tzitzis balayim. What does it mean, Lila loves man tzitzis? Anybody remember this? That a beggar Lila is potter from tzitzis.
Right.
In other words, you have two kinds of god. You've got a beggar yom that's designated for daytime wear, and you have a beggar Lila. I guess we would talk about pajamas in our society. Like, you know, there's some of the Bali Musa who are very opposed to pajamas, because if you put on pajamas, it means you're going to sleep. We don't go to sleep. We fall asleep. We have to fall asleep after we're exhausted from learning. But to have begun to go to sleep, and that was antithetical. But for most of us, we have pajamas. And that's called a begad lila. Oh. So, kuliyamalo pligi, everybody agrees that if you put on a begad lila at night, you're parted from tzitzis. So we don't have... You know, you can have the fanciest of pajamas with dalad kadfis or whatever it might be. There's no mitzvah of tzitzis. The machlokas rishonim is, what happens if I wear a beged, yom balayla? Again, a beged lila is mufka from tzitzis. It doesn't generate a mitzvah of tzitzis. But a beged yom that I wear balayla, like for example, my beged I wear it by yom, now I'm wearing it balayla, it's already after shkia. So do I have a kiyum of tzitzis? According to that school of Rishonim, yes. There is a kiyum tzitzis for Lila. It doesn't mean that Lila is not mechayev in tzitzis. Lila is mechayev in tzitzis, but only on what?
Okay.
Only on a beged yom. Oh. So why am I telling you this? Because I think that maybe this analysis, by parallel, could help us with the concept of ne'ilah. How could the Ma'aril justify that there would be ne'ilah balayla? It must be that Lila is not mufka from the Nesias Kapayim. In other words, you could have a mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim balayla, but what's mufka from the Nesias Kapayim?
A tefillah slide,
exactly. The issue is how to define the tefillah. There are two types of tefillahs. There's something called a tefillas yom, and there's something called a tefillas lila. And the issue is, and this is going to be the machlokas between Rav and Rav Yochanan, how to define, how to classify ne'ilah. Rav Yochanan says that ne'ilah is a tefillas yom. And that's what he calls ne'ilas shari heichal. You have a yom, a chiv of yom, of not just shachris, musaf, and mincha, but yom also engenders on Yom Kippur, a fourth tefillah, namely tefillas ne'ilah. That's Rav Yochanan. Oh, but Rav holds no. Then what does Nila Shari mean according to Rav? Nila Shari Shamayim. What Shari Shamayim is Lila, Tchilas HaLila. Oh, if Rav identifies the Machayev of Nila with Lila, then Rav is classifying Nila as a Tchilas Lila. So the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that there's Nesias Kapayim not only in Shachris and Musaf and Mincha, but also in Ne'ilah. How could there be Tefillah? How could there be Nesias Kapayim in Ne'ilah? Bishlema, according to Rav Yochanan, Nicha Tuva, Nicha Shapir, because according to Rav Yochanan, Ne'ilah is a Tefillah Yom. And a Tefillah Yom is Machayev. What? Is Machayev Nesias Kapayim. So once you classify and define Ne'ilah as a tefillas yom, it's exactly the same as all the other tefillos. And every tefillas yom is machayev vod, this is kapayim. Again, you may have a problem of shikras, but if there's no problem of shikras because we're fasting, then enafinami, the tefillas yom, is machayev. Says the Gemara, that's what it means. Islam lemeimar, Ne'ilah Shari Shamayim by Yom, according to you, Rav, how can you classify it amongst the Tfilas of Yom if you're telling me that Ne'ilah Sha'arim means Ne'ilah Shari Shamayim? If the Shari Shamayim already are locked, meaning that we've gotten to nighttime, then it must mean that it's a Tfilas Laila. How can there be Ne'ilah Kapayim? Oh, according to Rav Yochanan, it's very good, because then we read the Mishnah saying that this fourth Tfilah of Ne'ilah is Ne'ilah Sharei Heicho, which means Miba'od Yom, and therefore we're going to have to add a fourth Nesias Kapayim on this day. Nesias Kapayim when? In Ne'ilah. Now how does this work out? How do we identify, according to Rav Yochanan, why do we identify Ne'ilah with Yom? So let's go back to the drawing board here in the Yerushalmi. We've done major chunks here, the first Yerushalmi and the fourth Perek, but there's one Yerushalmi that we skipped. Minayim l'nesias kapayim. So you state in the Yerushalmi, I think you have it here on the page. Yeah. Minayim, it should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Minayim l'nesias kapayim. Now, this is a kind of a strange question. I think it's almost a pedagogical question in the style of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is not really asking me, Minayin l'nesias kapayim. The Yerushalmi is asking, I know where the Nesias Kapayim is, but there's a chiddush here in our Mishnah, and I don't know where that chiddush is based on, and that's the chiddush of Musaf. So Minayin l'nesias kapayim is Kosav Baruch Hu Espinei Yisrael. The Torah is outspoken that there's a chiyuv, a mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. Oh. Says the Yerushalmi, you misunderstood my question. What was my question? Minayin l'nesias kapayim. Ad kan, I understand very well b'shachris. But what about musaf? So now, if you take a look at your page, because this is just an introduction to the answer of the Yerushalmi, there's a pasuk in Chumash. I think this is the pasuk that we first started with way back when, 2 weeks ago. And that is Vayisa Aaron es Yadav El Ha'am Vayivarchen. That's Nesias Kapayim. Vayered Me'asos Hachatos Ve'ha'ola Ve'ashlomi. Now clearly, Rabosai, one thing is crystal clear about this pasuk in terms of the relationship between the Reish and the Seifa. I'm not talking about the sequence here. The sequence is going to be a problem that's called Siris HaMikra. But before we get to Siris HaMikra, what, even if you would change the order in this pasuk and switch around the ratio for the safe or whatever it might be, what does this pasuk combine? What does it integrate?
Karbonos.
Exactly. Avodas HaKarbonos and Nesias Kapayim. Okay. So let's see the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the following. Ad kan b'shachris, what about Musaf? Vayisa Aaron es Yadav El Ha'am. Right, which is the sefer of the, that's the ratio of the pasuk, the ratio of the pasuk. Ha mikra zem misurasu. This mikra is out of order, and there must be a reason for that. Halo, logically says the Yerushalmi, lo tzarech lomar ella, you should rewrite the pasuk. Vayered me'asos hachatos v'ha'ola v'ashlomim. And now I would add a period. And what does that period indicate? What does it signify? Gemar mitzvahs avodas hayom. He finished the avodah of the yom. He brought all the korbanos. The chatos, the olamim, the olos, the shlomim, and everything. The whole ganze business. Of the acharkach. And then, okay, now we start a new paragraph, a new sentence, a new verse. Vayisa Aaron es yodov v'gomer. Oh. So why then did the Torah change the order? Why was the Torah meticulous and deliberate about putting the Nesias Kapayim first? Ella Milame, this teaches, Shevi Yiridas Yiridoso Lemizbeach Hayanose Es Kapov Umevarech Es Ha'am. In other words, you would have mistakenly thought, you know what, he finished the Avodah on the Mizbeach, he comes down from the Mizbeach, Shalom al Yisrael, Shkoyach, you finish the mitzvah. If there was a bracha on the Siyam mitzvah, that's that, then he would make the bracha. And now he's ready for another mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. Says the Torah, no. The Torah wants to teach you, Shebiridasol and Mizbeach, Hoyanoseas kapov umevarich. Now, the Pnei Moshe and the Korban Eder both have interpretations of this line in the Yerushalmi, and they're very similar. And one, I think, emphasizes the point even more than the other. The Pnei Moshe says the following. Melamed, what does this teach us? Shebe eis yiridaso me'al mizbeach. Manish, as he's going down from the mizbeach, hayanose es kapu b'varach ha'sa'am, v'lo himtin ad sheyored legamre. So the Pnei Moshe says that he didn't get down from the mizbeach, he was still on the mizbeach, he's on his way down, and that's what he was nose es kapu. The Korban Eder says it a little differently. He says, el lelamed, Shelo nasa kapov achshav ela bishvil sheyarad lasos achatos. And the word bishvil here, I think, is very revealing. What he's telling us is that there is a relationship between the chatos, meaning the avodas hakarbonos, all these karbonos, and the nesias kapayim. It's not just that there was the nesias kapayim because the Torah says kol sevarchu es b'nei Yisrael. If it was only kol sevarchu es b'nei Yisrael, then what connection is there between the avoda and the mitzvah kol sevarchu es b'nei Yisrael? The answer is, why is he going to be mevarech and be nesias kapov bishvil because of the karbonos? And which karbonos are these? Hein karbonos musaf. And this is what the mission is establishing, that with the completion of Korban Musaf and the Avodas HaKorban, Afal Pisha Nosa Kapov Shachus, he already fulfilled his mitzvah of Kos of Orchus Bnei Yisrael, Nosei Sheinis, there's an additional mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim Bishvil, again the same word Bishvil, you know, the Korban Eder is very consistent, Bishvil Musaf, because of Musaf. Is Rabosai, in brisket terminology, what is the Gemara establishing here? Obviously, it's Tzvei Din, that you figured out. But here, I recall Tzvei Kiyumim, or Tzvei Mitzvahs. What are the two mitzvahs here, Rabosai? One mitzvah is independent of the Korban. Kosev Arkas Bnei Yisrael. That has nothing to do with Korban. And then there's another Kiyum called Siyum Avodas HaKorban. The Siyum Avodas HaKorban engenders a mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. It's always as if we would say that the Avoda needs some sort of closure, a completion. And the completion of the Avoda is Nesias Kapayim. Now, if this be the case, Rabosai, today we don't have the Avodas HaKorban. But what do we have to replace Korban? Tefillah. And again, Rabosai, as I've been saying over and over again in all our discussions, Nesias Kapayim is an integral part of the Avodah. It's an integral part of Tefillah. And we saw it in the case of Kavana, we saw that the last Tefillah of all the Shemoneh Esrei Brachos is called Birchas Kohanim. We saw it in the requirement of Kavana. We saw it in the fact that the recitation on behalf, on the part of the Shliach Tzibur of the Bracha is not a hefsek according to Rabbi Yitam in Tefillah. All this indicates that there is an integration between what? Between the Nesias Kapayim and Tefillah. And that's, I think, in the next line of the Yerushalmi, Matzanu Tefillah below Nesias Kapayim. For example, let's take a Tefillah Slayla as a prime example, Meirev, there's no Nesias Kapayim. But v'lo matzanu nesias kapayim v'lo tefillah. It means that nesias kapayim is integrated into tefillah. So just like in Beis HaMikdash, there was nesias kapayim as the siyum of the avodah, in addition to the kos of Orchus Bnei Yisrael, so the Kohen has already been nosei kapov in the morning, but now after Musaf and the avodah is complete, he needs another nesias kapayim. And so too in the case of tefillah, we need a Nesias Kapayim Begmar Tefillah, Besiyum HaTefillah, and the Siyum HaTefillah now is clinched. This is the last bracha of all the brachas of Tefillah through Nesias Kapayim. And therefore, we have two dimensions to the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. There's a Nesias Kapayim of Kosev Baruch Hu as an independent key, but in addition, there's another key of Nesias Kapayim as Siyum HaVodah, or in our context, the Siyum HaTefillah, and is no There's no such thing as the Nesias Kapayim without what? Without tefillah.
Oh. Tefillah is machayev the Nesias Kapayim.
That's what we're suggesting. Just like the Avodah is a separate machayev and Nesias Kapayim, that's derived from the Pasuk. By Yisa Aaron es Yadav Elohim. Why? Bishvil. That's how the carbonator understands it. Bishvil Vayered Lasos Chatos. Since he had to go down, which means to the Mizbeach, to do the Avodah Sakarbonis, therefore, by Yisa Aaron es Yadav, the Avodah itself is Machayev Nesias Kapayim.
It sounds like it's the Siyum of all the Karbonis. It only uses the Kapayim once. As opposed to us, which we do with each other.
Right, so we have to ask about Tomei Shulbein Arbayim, which comes after the Musaf. That also is a Siyum Avodah, and that should also generate an Nesias Kapayim. The only problem is we have an issue of Shikras, but if we isolate and if we dissolve that issue, then the Mela, the Nesias Kapayim comes back. And maybe the Yom itself, in the case of Yom HaKippurim, terminates with another Avodah, which is called the Tefillah of Ne'ilah, and the Tefillah of Ne'ilah, insofar as it's part of the Tefillah Hayom, generates a Chiyuv Nesias Kapayim. Oh, Yerushalmi says what? There's no Nesias Kapayim Balayla. The answer is, you can have Nesias Kapayim Balayla. How do I know such a crazy thing, that you can have a Nesias Kapayim Balayla? I only know it from the Maril. Because the Maril says that in Icher, they can have Nesias Kapayim Balayla. So what do we do with the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says that there's no Nesias Kapayim Balayla. The answer is, the Tefillah has to be a Tefillah Yom. The Kiyum of Nesias Kapayim that's engendered by that Tefillah could take place, theoretically, Balayla. Again, Lichat Chila, we advocate in favor of implementing the Nesias Kapayim by Yom. But the implementation of the Nesias Kapayim is not absolutely critical. The requirement of Yom is not indispensable, because otherwise the Maril makes no sense. But the answer is that we have to define the nature of the Tefillah. Says the Yerushalmi, here's the Raya to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that Ne'ilah is generated by Yom. And if so, it's the Siyum Avodas Hayom Avodah Zui Tefillah. It's the last Tefillah of the Yom, and therefore it generates a Chiyuv of Nesias Kapayim. That Tefillah has to be completed with Nesias Kapayim, just like the Avodas HaKarbon is completed with Nesias Kapayim, and then has a special pasuk and a special kiyum unto itself. If that be the case, says am I real? You know what? If you're putting all the emphasis on the definition and the essence of the tefillah, and you're setting up the tefillah as a tefillah yom, then it's not that Lila's mufka from the kiyum Nesias Kapayim. You can implement Nesias Kapayim by Lila if need be, as long as the tefillah is a tefillah yom. Is Memela Rabosai, again in my wild dreams here, the model that I want to use here, is Lila as far as tzitzis is concerned. If you have a begid yom, you could be Makayim and Mitzvah tzitzis, even what?
Balayla.
Even Balayla. What does it mean, Lila Lapsman tzitzis? Doesn't mean that Lila's mufka, or Lila is not royal tzitzis. Lila's royal tzitzis, as long as the begid is a begid yom. Here too, Lila is right in the Nesias Kapayim, and that's a chutzpah to say such a thing. They should have thrown me out of the base medrash for saying such a thing. But my ass, I'm standing on the shoulders of my real. The Maril says, in fact, there is Nesias Kapayim by Lila. The answer is, ain't Nesias Kapayim by Lila means ain't Nesias Kapayim but Tfilas Lila, says the Yerushalmi. Oh, but sorry, that's a raya for Shitas from Yochanan, that the nature of Ne'ilah and its definition is a Tfilas Yom. And that's what Ne'ilah Shari means. Ne'ilah Shari Heichol. Against Rav, who would establish that the Machayev of Ne'ilah is Lila, that's Ne'ilah Shari Shamayim. And therefore, according to Rav, we cannot justify Ne'ilah. We cannot justify Nesias Kapayim in Ne'ilah.
We spent time on Monday, somehow connecting Nesias Kapayim to the Sim Shalom. It would make much more sense to have connected it and to tie it to the Avodah. But here we implied that it's not part of the Avodah. It's part of Sim Shalom. Hence, we change Sim Shalom on the days we don't have Duchening. We change it on the days we do have Duchening. That thing. But here it seems it's got nothing to do with that. It's all connected to Avodah.
Well, I think because what we desperately need, which is the bracha sheba brachos, the essence of all brachos is Shalom. So what we're doing is, we're saying the following. We were just messiahing the Avodah. Now, where should we integrate this bracha? In other words, you're right. As far as the Machayev is concerned, the Avodah is Machayev. And that's why we say Vesera Voleinu Asira Seinu right before Mod. And that is the introduction to Nesias Kapayim. But the key of the fall of the Nesias Kapayim has to be placed in such a way that the substance of the Nesias Kapayim should be related to the tefillah itself. So you're right. From the dimension of the Machayev, it belongs in Avodah. Immediately after the Avodah, we should be reciting Nesias Kapayim. But from the perspective of the substance, the tochen of the bracha, and you want to integrate that tochen in such a way that it fits beautifully and matches into the tefillah itself, we're going to postpone it until Simshal, because the essence of the bracha is to ask Hashem for shalom.
Why is
I just want to note. Yeah, go ahead, Rabbi. I'm sorry. And then remind me. I don't want to forget the Bach. You know, that's a,
why is the practice not to do chanon mincha on Yom Kippur?
I don't know. We'll take that under advisement. Does anybody know?
Why you don't want?
He says the minhag is not to do duchnin and mincha on Yom Kippur. I'm not sure why.
No,
I mean, here it's clear that there are four times in the day, and the mincha is a separate machayev of Nesias Kapayim. I don't know.
Well, are there any other components?
Believe Ezra, if you remind me to ask, I still owe you an answer, Avi, about turning the cons, turning around. And you said about the Rav, that even that, maybe we'll have to take that up as a semi, even a chayal and all that.
Were there any other components that engendered a chiyav of the Nesias Kapayim? In doing a carbon for a carbon nedava, a carbon for a kapara, a carbon for any other components in the course of or even a carbon tzibur?
Carbon Seber for sure. You know, but Musaf is a classical case of a carbon Seber, and the Gemara actually establishes this yisod that the Avoda requires a Seer with Nesias Kapayim from Musaf, insofar as Musaf is a carbon Seber. If a Yachid comes, or if I offer my own Tfilis Nedava, I don't think that that's Machayev me, or even the Kohen, even Nesias Kapayim.
What they brought a Parayel and Dover Shal Tzibur? They brought a carbon for the whole Tzibur. It's not carbon.
Again, it has to also relate to the day. There are two Machayevim here. There's the Tzibur as a carbon. The carbon and the Tzibur is incumbent upon the Tzibur to bring a carbon. And number two, it's a carbon of the yom. You know, that's what the Shlosh of Prakim is, that here we change the nature of the day. Now, how that works out with my mothers, for that you have to learn Masechta Tainis. I just want to point out the Bach here. If you take a look, the Shulchan Aruch, as you know, codifies the halacha like Rabbi Yochanan, which is very much reflective of Yerushalmi, namely, that Zman Tfilas Ne'ilok Shachama Barosh Ha'ilonos, meaning it's, as we said before, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Besof Hayom, but it's still Yom. Kideshi Yashlim Osa Samach L'Shkiya Sacham. It's a Tfilas Yom and L'Chatchila, we want to complete it before the end of the day. And therefore, he advocates that the Shliach Tzibur should be Makatzer V'Slichos U'Psukim Shedem Tzatfila. Some have the minhag to postpone the Slichos until after, you know, after the Nesias Kapayim and the Ila, and the shot, you know, the shots is completed, the Ila. But in any event, if the Shliach Tzibur is going to be Marech in Slichos, and of course Yom Kippur is the day of Slichos, so we're not trying to be Mezalzel in Slichos. That's what Yom Kippur is all about. But what we don't want to do is mess up on Tfilas Ne'ila. The day itself is Mechayev Tfilas Ne'ila. And therefore, v'gam ein lo limshok v'tfilas ne'ila kol tev v'tei k'dei sh'moshek v'shar tfilas k'dei sh'yigmar kodem sh'kiya sacham. So again, people put a lot of great emphasis on Ne'ila. You know, I don't know here, but when I was raised, you know, only the rich people could afford psicha for Ne'ila. I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you do know what I'm talking about. Okay, good. I thought it was just in Brooklyn. You know, back in Brooklyn, I mean, who could afford to outbid these rich guys for psicha for Ne'ila? But the truth is, if you get psicha for Ne'ila, you get a little bit of a raw, you know, you get a little cheated here, because the Machaber himself says that Ne'ila is meant to be the fastest tefillah in the book. You know, we think of Ne'ila, you know, let's just go on and on and on. Yeah, you can go on and on and on, but after you finish Ne'ila, then it's a good time for slichas. Some have the minhag of taking a minhag on Kedu and stretching it out ad infinitum. I mean, I feel a little uncomfortable about that, but people like it. The Magen Avraham writes, the Shkia Sachama, Haini Sof Shkia Shutzei Sakol Chavit. You know, you have to be careful that you should, it's going to be Samach L'Shkia Sachama, but not after Shkia Sachama. Now, the Bach wants to justify our minhag. Again, I'm going to summarize the Bach. It's a very long Bach. The Bach writes, Noagim, Achshav Noagim Shemamshichem HaTfila Gam B'Laila, that they extend the tefillah into the night. He says, Ein Limchos B'Yod. We're not going to make a big protest about it. He says, Sovereign Karash, they have Rishonim to rely on. But Sarach Li Zohar, he says, one thing you have to be careful about, and the Bach is not willing to budge on this. Lahaschil, to begin the Ilah Mivod Hayom God, when it's still light out. In other words, even though the Gemar Ne'ilah could be by Laila, but the beginning of the Ne'ilah has to be by Yom. Why is that so, Rabosai? Because you want to establish the Tefillah as what? As a Tefillah Yom. It becomes a Tefillah Yom when you convey the Tefillah by Yom. In other words, it's not just a theoretical definition up in the Luftarayim that this Tefillah, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, Ne'ilah is a Tefillah Yom. No. The heft of the tefillah, the actual tefillah that you're davening, has to be established as a tefillah yom. The only way you can establish the tefillah as a tefillah yom is at least if you begin the tefillah by yom, you could finish the tefillah by laila and ein limchos b'yodam. They have someone to be somech on, a couple of rishonim here, says the Bach. And the Nesias Kapayim could also be by laila, let's say if you add the ma'aril. But nevertheless, the tefillah, if you want to establish this tefillah as a tefillah yom, and for that you need what? You need to be maschil mibojom. Now wait, I will say, just give me one more minute just to finish up and then the floor is yours, because I know I'm going to forget this. I thought of two possible rayos to prove that tfilas ni'il is a tfilas yom, and I'm not sure if I'm correct. My first raya is the number of brachos that make up Ne'ilah. What's the magic number?
Seven.
Now, in a tefillas laila, let's say, if the tefillah was related to the night following Yom Kippur, then what would be appropriate? For example, what is the tefillas laila unquestionably after Yom Kippur? It's Ma'ariv, right? How many brachos there are Ma'ariv?
19.
Yeah, 18, 19, whatever you want to call it. Right? Now we have the Malshinim, so it's 19. Why should Ne'ilah, if it was a Tfilas Laila, be cut down to seven brachos? I think that's a Shtarka Raya, no? That it's a Tfilas Yom? That the Machayim of the Tfilas is Yom HaKippur itself?
It's a special Tfilas. Yeah, but it could be a Laila, just like Ma'ariv is by Kol Nidre, a seven brachos.
No, I'm just saying that if you're talking about going into Yom Kippur, that I understand. But if you're talking about exiting Yom Kippur, you know, the bookends, right? So on the first level, you're right, that Ma'ariv after Kol Nidre is going to be seven brachas. But that's because it's already Laila. But now you're talking about the Laila after Yom Kippur. If there was a tefillah that was related to the Laila after Yom Kippur, I'm sure it would be a full 18 brachas. But I think I have an even better right. Because if you take a look on page 2 of your Ma'ariv Makomos, page 1 of your Ma'ariv Makomos, I always forget where I put it, the Sugyan Yuma, which is about two-thirds of the way down your page, presents the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and analyzes that machlokas in the context of the Mishnah of the Shloshah Prakim B'Shanakon Nosim Es Kapeim. And the Gemara says at the very end of this sugya, again, if we had time to go through the entire sugya, it says, Omar Rav, Tfilas Ne'ila Poteres Eshalarvis. Now, wait a second. Bishlam, if you hold that according to Rav, the Machayev of the Tfilah is what? Lila, it's a Tfilas Lila. I understand that it can replace Ma'ariv. But if you hold, like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Tfilah of Ne'ilah is engendered by Yom, and it's a Tfilas Yom, and not a Tfilas Lila, then why should it be Poteres Arvis? So this, I think, is a clear-cut proof that the nature of Ne'ilah, according to Rav, is a Tfilas Lila, but according to us, that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that's why the Machaber codifies the Halach of the Zman Tfilas Nilas Kshachama Barosh Hailonos, and the Bach adds that even if you spill into the night, you have to make sure to be koveyad, begin the Tfilas Nila by Yom. Our understanding is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the essence of Ne'ilah is a Tfilas Yom, and that's why the Yushalmi proves Rabbi Yochanan Shita from the fact that there is Nesias Kapayim in Ne'ilah. According to Rav, there could be no Nesias Kapayim in Ne'ilah because it's a Tfilas Laila, and the halacha is that ein nesias kapayim balaila. So again, if you would ask me, why is it that that nesias kapayim is linked up to a tefilas yom and not a tefilas laila? I believe that the answer is that Yerushalmi, that the day is a day of avodah. Our tefilos, of course, replace the avodah. The avodah itself engenders a second kiyum of nesias kapayim above and beyond the basic kiyum of kol sevachas b'nei Yisrael that we've already covered. Now we have another kiyum of completing the avodah with nesias kapayim. Avodah in the base of English is only bayom. There's no avodah balayla, and therefore nesias kapayim has to be bayom and not balayla. Does it mean that the implementation, the maisa brach, has to be bayom because layla is completely excluded, is mufka from nesias kapayim? That's the way I would have said it without the ma'aril, but in the light of the ma'aril, and the Bach seems to support this ma'aril. The Bach was many centuries ago, 4 centuries ago. The ma'aril was even before the Bach, if I'm not mistaken. Check me out on that, historians. I think maybe they were in the same time. Is then we have to assume then that it's not that Lila's mufka from the Nesias Kapayim. You could have the Nesias Kapayim for Lila, but what the Yerushalmi meant to say is you need a tefilas yom. And a tefilas yom is already like an avodas yom back in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and that is mechayev nesias kapayim. Okay, now we're up to page 2.
Really?
Yes.
What's the earliest you can start, according to this far? What is the earliest you can start in?
The earliest what?
So you can start in the Ila.
I didn't check that out. I would assume it's got to be after Pagam. Otherwise, it's not.
It sounds like it's after Pagam because it's Yona Yom.
But since so I'll give you that.
No, because it says also Yona Yom Gadol. It doesn't mean right near. It doesn't mean very summer.
But Yona Yom Gadol is up to, but not back earlier than Pagam.
But it has to be Royer to be able to finish the Tefillah.
Correct.
During that time.
Correct. We want it to be finished.
So we are Maharif, Maharif, but at least you have to have the time.
And the same thing, by the way, is true for Mincha. You know, people start Mincha and then they go into the nighttime. Yeah. It's a questionable issue. Again, Hasidim are much more laid back about that. Rabos, I want to talk to you about, maybe we have 5 more minutes, 10 more minutes, but at least to begin the sugya of Birchas HaKohanim B'Beis HaMikdash as opposed to Birchas HaKohanim outside in Gvul. The Mishnah establishes in the Sechta Sota Birchas Kohanim Ketzad V'medina Omer Osah Shalosh Brachos V'migdash Brachas. So that's one difference between Beis HaMikdash and Gvulim. Is in Migdash it's one bracha, we'll see what that means, and outside of the Beis HaMikdash it's 3 brachas. But the second Nafkemina is very, very telling. This is very fundamental. The Mishnah establishes that the Migdash, Omer es Hashem Kiksova, that the recitation of the name should be Kiksova. Rashi says the Yud Kei, you pronounce it Yud Kei Vav Kei with the vowels, and that's what the Kohanim did. The Medina outside the Migdash Bekinuyov, Rashi says Aleph Dalet Adnos. The Mishnah goes on to establish a third difference between Migdash and Gvulin. The Medina Kohanim Nosif Yedem Kineged Kasfehen. They don't raise their hands above the shoulders. Ube Migdash Al Gabi Roshehem on top of their heads, with the exception of the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. Sheinu Magbias Yodav Lemala Benat Tzitz. That's according to the Tanakama. And Rabbi Yehuda allows the Kohen Gadol to be Magbia Yodav Lamala Menat Tzitz, and this he derives from a special Gzeres HaKos, especially Alfus. Now, what I'd like to learn with you is a Braisa, which is quoted not on Lamed Zayin, but on Lamed Ches, Tanya Idach, Kosev Varchus B'nei Yisrael, B'Shem HaMeforash. Wow. This is what it means. Kosev Varchu. How do you fulfill this mitzvah of Kosev Varchu with the Shem HaMeforash? Atahom v'Shem HaMeforash Enel B'Kinui Talmud Lomar V'Samu Es Shmi. And what does Shmi mean? My name? Shmi HaMiyuchadli, which means Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem HaMeforash. Yochel, I might think of Bigvulin Kain, that even outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's the way the Kohanim should be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. He says, Nemar Kan v'somu eshmi v'nemar lahalon losum eshmo shom malahalon beis habchira av kan beis habchira. Rav Yoshi Omer Eino Tzorech Harehu Omer B'chol Mokom Asher Azkir Shmi Avoi Lecha Ubiraticha, right, says B'chol Mokom Salkedaitach El Mikra Zem Mesurasu B'chol Mokom Asher Avoi Lecha Ubiraticha Shom Azkir Shmi V'heichan Avoi Lecha Ubiraticha V'beis HaBechir Shom Azkir Shmi V'beis HaBechir. So please notice that there is a fundamental difference between the Lashon of the Braisa and the derivation of Rav Yishai. The Lashon of Braisa, the Tanakhama says that look at the Pasuk of Esamu Es Shmi, correct? That Pasuk holds within the key to derive the conclusion that at least in Beis HaMikdash we need the Shem HaMiyuchad. Now, that Pasuk V'Shamu Shmi is where? In what context? In the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, correct? So in other words, if according to the Tanakhama, if I want to find the source for Shem HaMiyuchad, where do I find it? I find it in the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, of Nesias Kapayim. Not so according to Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia doesn't feel that there's any need to look in the parsha of Nesias Kapayim. Forget about the parsha of Nesias Kapayim. There's Halach in Beis HaMikdash. And what is Halach in Beis HaMikdash? Called Mokom Asher Azkir Shmi Ovei Lecha. And the Gemara says, what does it mean, Azkir Shmi? Azkir Shmi means Bebeis HaMikdash. That's the Kol Mokom here in this pasuk. So Kol Mokom means the Beis HaBechira. And there there's an Hazkara Shmi. So the Hazkara Shmi, namely to mention, to enunciate the Shem HaMiyuchad, is Halach in what? In Beis HaBechira. So Abbas, I was thinking, what is this Halacha that the Mishnah establishes that the Mikdash is Omer Es HaShem Kiksava? There's a requirement of the Shem HaMiyuchad in Birchas Kohanim in Beis HaMikdash. What is the nature and the essence of that halacha? Is it halacha in Nesias Kapayim that Nesias Kapayim as a mitzvah engenders a chiyuv of Shem Kiksavo? Or no? This is not halacha in Nesias Kapayim. This is halacha in Beis HaMikdash. For example, I'll give you one example. There are many examples. When the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur recited the Vidui, he recited the Shem HaMeforash. Meaning, there's a general halacha in Beis HaMikdash that the Azkara Shem in Beis HaMikdash requires what? Shem HaMiyuchad. And I think, perhaps, that's the machlokas in this Braisa. According to the Tanakhama, the Braisa, what engenders the halacha of Shem HaMiyuchad in Nesias Kapayim? In Mikdash, of course. It's Nesias Kapayim. Nesias Kapayim in the Beis HaMikdash requires the Shem HaMiyuchad. That's the nature of the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. Because the Torah says, V'sham v'shmi, and that means Shmi HaMiyuchad. Not so according to Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia holds that the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim itself, per se, even in Beis HaMikdash, doesn't require the Shem HaMiyuchad. But if it's in Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, the key of Beis HaMikdash of Azkaras HaShem, that's what required the source of you have to know where to anchor the chiyuv of Shem HaMiyuchad. It's anchored according to Rav Oshia where? In the Mitzvah HaMikdash. And I thought that maybe we could see the Ramban al HaTorah, that with that we'll conclude. The Ramban writes, Daber el Aaron v'Albanov lemar kos sevarch was bnei Yisrael, and he quotes what he already said in Parsha Shmini, ki tziva es Aaron loseis es yadav el ha'am ulevarich osam bayom ahu v'kan tziva l'doros. So there already was a command specifically to Aaron to do what? To do Nesias Kapayim. Ulevarich Osam, correct? That's what we discussed earlier today, that with the Siyum Avoda, there's a mitzvah incumbent upon Aaron to be Noseis Kapov. Here, in Parashas Noso, says the Ramban, here the Torah is addressing not a mitzvah of Avoda, but Siva Lidoros, of the mitzvah of Kohanim, Kosev Varchus Bnei Yisrael, even without that special tzivui of to Aaron, back in Parshas Shmini, v'zkira ba'akomas ha-mishkan, but this mitzvah of the Kohen being mevarech is mentioned in the context of ha-komas ha-mishkan, ki sham tziva Hashem es ha-brocha chayim ad olam. Kimosha, oh, what's this? Tziva Hashem es ha-brocha chayim ad olam. These are Kabbalistic concepts. Kimosha Amru Rabboseinu, the Migdash, in the base of Migdash, the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim is with the Shem Amafurash. Ube Medina, outside the Migdash, is Bikinuya. Is Rabbosai. If I offer you two possibilities, A or B, and I want you to answer whether the Ramban belongs to the A camp or the B camp. Camp A is that there's a general halach in Beis HaMikdash that mitzvahs azkaras Hashem in Beis HaMikdash require Shem HaMiyucha. It's not a specific unique halacha in the Machayev of Nesias Kapayim, that's A. Or no, B, inherent in the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim when it takes place in the Mikdash is how do you fulfill the Nesias Kapayim? What's the tzura? What's the way in which you implement Nesias Kapayim? That requires Shem HaMiyucha, that's B. Again, A means it's a halach in Migdash. B, it's a halach in Nesias Kapayim. That's the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. Which camp does the Ramban belong to?
B.
B. For sure, B. And how do I know this, Harvey? Where do you see in the Ramban that he's placing Shem HaMiyuchad into the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim? He says, Ki Shom Tzivas HaBracha. He's talking about the mitzvah of Kosev Varchus Bnei Yisrael, that in the Migdash, or back in the day of the Mishkan, there's a special dimension, an added, shall I say, requirement to embellish that mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, that it's got to be Nesias Kapayim with the Shem HaMeforash. And that's why the Ramban invokes our mission in Sota, the Migdash B'Shem HaMeforash, to tell you that the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim splits into two directions. There's a mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim outside the Mikdash, that's the kinuy of, but in the base of Mikdash, that very same identical mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim requires the enunciation of the Shem HaMefurash. And that's why the Rambam, when he speaks about the Shem HaMefurash, he integrates the Shem HaMefurash into all the other requirements of Nesias Kapayim. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, says the Rambam? And the answer is Bamida. And the answer is B'Nesias Kapayim. He has to lift up his hands. And he has to do it B'Lashon Kodesh. And he's going to do it Panim El Panim. And he's got to do it B'Kol Ram. And then the Rambam writes, and in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to do it by mentioning the Shem HaMiyuchad. The very fact that the Rambam integrates the Shem HaMiyuchad in Mikdash with all the other requirements of the Nesias Kapayim, that indicates that the mitzvah of Kosev Varchu in Migdash takes on a new dimension and requires the Shem HaMiyuchad. But without the Shem HaMiyuchad in Migdash, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. It's not that he's undermining or being lax about the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash, that Beis HaMikdash is called Makom She'azkir Shmi. And therefore, I would submit to you that both the Ramban and the Rambam, Per Echad, would agree to the original pshat in the Brice and not the interpretation of Rav Yoshia. Eino Tzarech? Yeah, Eino Tzarech. You're right, Rav Yoshia. Eino Tzarech. Rav Yoshia is right. Eino Tzarech. There's an additional kiyum in Haskarah Shmi B'Beis HaMikdash, which means Shmi is the Shem HaMiyuchad. Add that. That's an additional kiyum. You know, you get additional brownie points because in Beis HaMikdash it's called Makom She'azkir Shmi B'Beis HaBechira Shmi HaMiyuchad. But we don't deny and we don't undermine the nature of the mitzvah of the Savu Shmi al Bnei Yisrael, the very basic essential mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim in Migdash, that mitzvah requires the shame hamiyuch.
I don't understand that. That doesn't.
Okay, we'll stop you.
There's never an afkamina. I mean, when there's a base of Migdash, you say shame hamiyuch, and you say it, whether you're saying it because the makom requires the shame hamiyuch, or because the Nesias Kapayim.
The afkamina is going to be after the death of Rav Shimon HaTzadik, because after the death of Rav Shimon HaTzadik, there was no possibility of reciting the Shem HaMiyuchat. The Gemara is going to tell us that with the death of Shimon HaTzadik, the Shechina was not there, and if the Shechina wasn't there, we have to understand what that means. There's no possibility of saying the Shem HaMiyuchat. So if you're telling me that you're forfeiting the Kiyum of Migdash the way Rav Yoshia says, Heinu Tzarev, because Kol Mokum Chavsky Rishmi, okay, we no longer have that Kiyum, we no longer have the ability of reciting the shame, of enunciating the shame on the Yuchad, even in the Beis HaMikdash itself, after the death of Shimon HaTzadik. But if you're going to tell me that the mitzvah of Kosev Baruch Hu Esbenei Yisrael has to require, the way the first Tana has it in the Braisa, the Shem HaMiyuchad, so what does it mean when the Rambam writes that after the death of Shimon HaTzadik, Pasku Akonim Milavarech B'Shem HaMefurash? Does he say Pasku Akonim Milavarech? Did they completely undermine the mitzvah of Birch HaSkonim? So Bishlema, I say that this Rambam makes a lot of sense if we would have gone with Rav Hoshea, namely that the mitzvah, the requirement of Shema Meforash is engendered by Beis HaMikdash as a general rule in Beis HaMikdash. But if we're going to go with the first interpretation that we said, that inherent in the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim in Mikdash is to recite and enunciate the Shema Meyuchad, then okay, you can no longer recite the Shema Meyuchad, so you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim.
But since there's a din of ruling anyway, if there's a din of ruling,
that's going to be our next discussion. The mitzvah shem. You know, is there a mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim b'gvulin in the Migdash? Meaning, maybe in Migdash, if I cannot be Mekayim that unique mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, the way the Ramban and the Rambam defines it with Shem HaMiyuchad, and that's the first day in the Bavli, in the Braisa, according to the Bavli, that you require v'somer kosev baruch hu esbenei Yisrael b'shmi HaMiyuchad, if you're in Migdash. Nevertheless, we fall back into the general mitzvah of what? Of Nesias Kapayim outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Mikdash is no worse off than any Beis HaKnesses anywhere on the face of the earth and the globe. Right. And therefore, although we won't have that unique mitzvah and kiyum of Nesias Kapayim in Mikdash, we'll have the Nesias Kapayim of Gvulin in the Mikdash. And believe me, that we want to see what are the repercussions of that halacha. But for that, I need a little bit more time. And that'll be a post Lag BaOmer. After Shimon HaTzadik died, the Gemara derives it from Psukim that you need the Shechina. What happened was that after Shimon HaTzadik died, again, I'm not going to say there was no Shechina in the Mikdash, it wasn't the same Shechina, whatever that means. Rabbi,